Chapter 24. Dalla watched, her face immobile, as the girl went down. She had authorized the use of lethal force if necessary when she spoke with Balak Rall and put him in complete charge of the mission.
"Do whatever's necessary, but I want those two Jedi."
She'd been surprised at the deadline he'd issued, but when he blasted the child... No. Kani Asari, as the holo journalist was animatedly telling her the name was not a child. She was an adult woman, if young, and a Jedi apprentice. She was not an innocent. And if her death, starkly brutal as it was, had the effect of paralyzing the Jedi and making them think twice about the situation, then perhaps young Kani Asari had actually saved lives with her sacrifice. Still, when the holocam panned back and focused tightly in on the limp form, Dalla reached for the control and changed the channel. This new channel showed something just as disturbing, the herky-jerky chaos and cacophony of a riot. The world was a bright one, a desert planet with blue sky and brown sand, and blaster fire, lots and lots of blaster fire. The cam panned crazily about as the journalist ran for safety. He was saying something in one of the few languages Dalla did not understand, but as he moved the cam about, she recognized the species of the fallen. Huts, Clatooinians, Nyctos. The hair on the back of her neck prickled. It couldn't be. She clicked on the translator, and suddenly Basic poured forth.
"Attack on the fountain 4 standard hours ago. Utter absolute madness. Shouting and singing and spontaneous dancing paired with blaster fire and death. No hut is safe here on this world where they once were unquestioned masters. I repeat, the Treaty of Vontor, which has stood for more than 25 millennia, has been declared null and void, and the celebrating is..."
She couldn't believe it. She half expected to see that Deveronian girl, Mahdi Vaunt, reporting. This was her sort of environment, the end of the slavery she kept reporting on ad nauseam, and Dalla bet she was kicking herself for missing it. Fortunately, Dalla was spared that sight. She was relieved. Given her mood, she might have been tempted to hurl her cup of caff at the screen if Mahdi's perky face had filled it. The pair Needmo Hour had a loyal following, and the series of reports on slavery in various distant and sometimes uncomfortably not-so-distant locales was very popular. It had inspired several peaceful protests and a few violent ones on the worlds from which they were broadcast, as well as motivating local clusters of Tatooinians, Chevs, and probably Clatooinians to form their own parades and protests here on Coruscant. Her comm buzzed. She knew who it was without even having to click on it.
"Yes, Dorvin, I saw it."
"It doesn't look very good, ma'am. Gunning down an unarmed young woman?"
"Jedi are never unarmed."
"Well, that's true, but..."
"I know what you meant. But at the same time, it demonstrates how serious the situation is. Kenth Hamner has been given every opportunity to turn over the Jedi. Now he gets to see the consequences of his actions. I regret this very much, but I did give Balak Rall carte blanche to proceed as he saw fit."
"If there is another incident like this..."
"Win, they're Jedi. They're not stupid. Do you think, having seen this, that anyone would attempt that again?" A pause.
"No, ma'am."
"This siege, ideally, will result in no further bloodshed, the surrender of the Jedi crazies to me, and hopefully the education and submission of the Jedi as a group."
"I hope you're right, ma'am. There's something else I wanted to bring to your attention."
"The incident on Clatooine?"
"As is so often the case, you're a step ahead of me. It makes my job more difficult. But yes, this, combined with the other incidents, could spark more activity elsewhere. In fact, Desha has just placed reports on my desk of another freedom march that has all the earmarks of becoming a full-fledged revolt. This incident on Clatooine will no doubt inflame that situation."
"Another one? What was going on? Where?"
She had muted the sound, but the silent celebratory rioting on Clatooine continued to unfold as she listened to Dorvin.
"Blaudu Sextus."
"Never heard of it."
You're not alone, ma'am. And fortunately, given what else they have to cover at the moment, the Hollow News hasn't picked it up yet.